Welcome to Love Magic Podcast. If you want to attract your soulmate, get out of toxic relationship, or bring your relationship to the next level, this is a place for you. Every relationship starts with a relationship with yourself, and now is the time to bring magic to all your relationships. I'm your host, Sandra Hay. Let's create some magic together. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first episode of Love Magic Podcast. Finally is here. So for you who don't know me, my name is Sandra Hay. I'm love and relationship coach, helping single women attract their dream man and get relationship that they desire. So you might imagine that my journey to becoming a love coach wasn't from everything was beautiful in my relationship, I found my husband very easily, and now I'm teaching everyone. No, it was a little bit different, and it went from frustration, overwhelm, thinking that my man doesn't exist, to figuring out how all of this works and then finding him. And that is exactly what I want to share here with you today. How I went from that place of frustration, overwhelm, and being single to finding my soulmate, finding my man, and then getting married 18 months later. So let's start. My journey starts in April 2017. So let's say now is some kind of anniversary, right? So back in April 2017, after one huge fiasco with online dating and being humiliated and ashamed and really feeling that I touched the rock bottom, I stopped and said to myself, you know what? This is not working at all. You're attracting all these wrong guys, all these guys who don't want to commit. And you have to stop now. You have to figure out how this works. So after all these feelings of shame and frustration and humiliation that I felt in that moment led me on one of the biggest journeys in my life. So for me, one of the beauties when you are at the rock bottom is that you're willing to try anything because there is nothing left to lose. And that is exactly what I done. Back in April, I stopped dating. I stopped meeting people. And I said to myself, you will figure this out. You will find your person. And I set even this goal. I will meet my man by 1st of October 2017. And that is it. I had my resolution and nothing else. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know where to start. I just knew that in October 2017, I am having this guy. And that was it. And as always, when we decide something, our path starts showing in front of us. First step starts showing, then second, then third, and that is exactly what happened to me. So in that moment when I stopped in my life, not only that I wasn't happy with my love life, I wasn't happy with my body, I was overweight, I wasn't happy with the work that I do, I wasn't happy with the amount of money that I have, and I was like, Sandra, is this really your life? Did you really create this? Like, do you really want to continue living this way? So it was almost like one of these big awakening moments. And yeah, that is when my transformation started. So from that rock bottom that I was in, I just started taking steps. And that meant, you know, I went back to what I knew the best, and that is studying and learning, because I'm quite of a nerd. And you know what? Podcast, I start listening to it. Podcast led me to a book, I will read the book. Book led me to a course, I will purchase a course. Course led me to a coach, I will work with a coach. So it was really this journey of working on myself, of allowing myself to take the steps, to invest in myself, to invest time, money, energy, everything that was necessary, because I knew that I have to put everything that I have to make this happen. I took this huge action. And basically, I had one day job and one work was working on myself. That's it. Like, that's how committed I was. So over the period of 6 months, that is from April to October 2017, so many things have changed. So I started working on my mindset. I started working on my confidence. I started loving myself for the first time ever. I started exercising, eating healthier. I was visualizing, meditating. Just, you know, you listen to a podcast, they give you steps, I apply them. You read a book, they give you steps, I apply them. You do a course, all the steps that they are saying, I was applying all of it. I was really working on myself like my life depended on it. And actually it did depend on it, because we all know if we want our life to change, we have to change. And that is exactly what I was doing. I was changing myself. Back then, I didn't know why I was taking all these steps, why all of this was important, but I had this faith and I had this trust that all of this is going to work. 6 months passed by and we reached October 2017. So 1st of October came, guess what? I didn't meet my man. And I was like, well, I had this goal. Why I didn't meet him? Like, I was expecting that he will be here. But there was one problem. I was working on myself, but I didn't put myself out there at all. So I had one friend coming to me, oh, you should register for online dating. Oh, I met an amazing guy online. So I got these messages to register for online dating, but I was so frustrated before and I was so afraid that the same will happen this time. But anyways, I got this inspiration and I told myself, whatever comes my way, I will do it. The same thing I've done with online dating. So I went back online. But there was something so magical this time. I went back online and because I was so clear who I was looking for, who is my man, what kind of relationship I want, I was so clear on who I was so clear on my worth. I loved myself for the first time ever. And when I went back to online dating, when I was matching with the guys, when I was chatting with the guys, it was a completely different experience because now whenever I'm chatting with someone and I see that he's not the guy that I'm looking for, I would just stop communication. I would not waste my time on anyone. I would not give anyone who is not the guy that I'm looking for a chance. I will not spend hours and hours chatting with people who I know that are not looking for the same thing as I am. I would not spend times with the guys who don't want to take me seriously, with guys who don't want to commit. Because there is a magic when you know what you want. You also know what you don't want and you easily say no to all of it. So even I started chatting with the guy who seemed perfect on paper, like all of these qualities that I wanted in a man, he was it. He said he wants family, he wants a committed relationship, he's looking for something serious. He seemed very intelligent and he seemed very nice and very polite and very funny. And he had all of these things on paper. But when time came to go on a date, he just ignored me. I was like, okay, I will give him another chance. Next day, we were talking about going on a date. Next day came, he also ignored me. And I was like, you know what? My dream man wouldn't behave like that. So very easily and politely, I sent him a message. I believe we are looking for different things. And it is scary to do things like that, but also feel very empowered because finally, I was standing up for my dreams and I was standing up for my desires. And within the same week, when I went back to online dating, I matched with another guy who was also funny, also intelligent. He had all of these qualities, but there was something different about him. And he was the only person I went on a date with 2 weeks later. And you know what? I got married to that guy 18 months later. So can you imagine going from frustration and overwhelm with online dating before that lasted for years to now going back to online dating and within a week matching with the guy who is your soulmate? It seemed so impossible. But also, it is exactly how things work, and now I know that. So later on, I started applying these same things that I've learned with my friends, and it worked, and then with my clients, and that is my journey from pharmacist to becoming a love coach. And now I'm doing this job that I'm so grateful for, that I'm working with women all over the world, helping them find their soulmate and get that relationship that they desire. I am living with my amazing husband and I absolutely love everything in my life. Plus, I didn't tell you that within these 6 months from April till October 2017, I also happened to lose 50 pounds. Even though I was also dieting my whole life and never succeeded to do so, within 6 months I was able to lose 50 pounds. And that is the power when you love yourself, when you work on yourself, when you really get in touch with who you are, with what you want and why you want it. That is when magic starts happening. So I didn't tell you my beautiful story just to tell you a story. I also want to lay down some steps for you so you can start taking them to attract your soulmate. So the first thing within these 6 months that I've done is getting clear on what I want from men and getting clear what I want from relationship. I was so clear who is this guy, what are his values, what is important to him. But most importantly, I was so clear how I will feel next to this guy. And when I would visualize, when I would meditate, I would tap into that feeling because basically that feeling is the shortcut to attracting this person. Second thing that I've done is really working on myself in terms of self-love, confidence, self-worth, mindset, because all of that helped me to align with that desire, to bring myself up to that level of that desire, and then attract my soulmate. For me, that was really working on my beliefs, because I had loads of beliefs from previous relationships that I'm not worthy of love that I want. Also, because I was overweight all my life, that affected my confidence, also my self-love. So all of these things from my past affected how did I feel about myself, how I thought about myself. So there was a lot of work to do there, a lot of healing from the past, and a lot of work to bring myself on the level of the person that will actually attract my soulmate. And then the third step that I took is actually taking action, because you know what you want, you align with that desire, but at the end, you really have to take that action to allow that thing to come to your life, to open up, to receive love. So if I would break this process that I've took, and after that, I share the same process with everyone else, these are these three steps. So if you are able to take these three steps, I promise you, you will also find your man, you will attract your soulmate, and you will get that relationship that you desire. Thank you so much for listening. First episode of Love Magic Podcast. If this episode brought you value, please subscribe to a podcast. And it would mean a world to me if you would write a review and tell me what you think about this podcast. Also, everyone who writes a review will be entered to win a free coaching session with me. So if you want us to uncover together what is holding you back from finding your dream man, and if you want us to create step-by-step plan how to get that relationship that you want, just write a review and I will choose one person to have free coaching session with. Thank you so much for listening, and until next week, stay magical.